Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, Mike, you and Corey and Kevin, and it's great to be on with you guys.
Well, I actually have a non-football question for you first. I'm hoping you can give us some insight. Conor McGregor said he wants to fight in January, and he said that he's good buddies with you, and he was going to reach out to you about having his fight against Dustin Poirier at AT&T Stadium. Has Conor McGregor reached out to you, and would you be open to this?
Very much open to it. Very open to it. And I'm a real admirer of his. He's one of the neatest individuals I think I've met, period. And he has an unbelievable, to be as physical as he is, he has an unbelievable personality and charisma. And he's special. And it would be quite a day for AT&T Stadium to have him.
Jerry, what was the week like this week, looking out there and not seeing four practicing on the field?
Well, it was expected. It wasn't a surprise, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it was neat yesterday to get to say hello to him when he came by and did the things that he needed to do in the training room, and so got a chance to touch base there. I think that we all have and did in the moments after the injury have such a reflection of appreciation for what he brings to the table, and deservedly so. I mean, for him to have us all feel that way, I was particularly thrilled and impressed with the outpouring from all over many different constituencies, whether it be fans, players, contemporaries from other sports, former players. I think that really tells you a lot about the reach that he has and the impact that he has as a personality as well as a player.
Jerry, the G-Bag Nation does a weekly with Joe Looney, and he was on yesterday, and he was talking about the new protocols for injuries for the IR and not being able to go to games. Dak is going to want to be at the football game Monday night. What's your plan for Dak, and does he want to be around? Can he be around?
Well, you've really asked a question that I'm not so sure that I know the answer to.
Okay.
In general, the protocol is to limit contact to the complete necessity of being around each other, and that's been pretty far-reaching. That's been pretty bright. I got some very bright lines there, and everybody is not having to really dig deep to adhere to them, because we all want to keep this thing as free from the virus as we can, because we know how much it means to the league, the fans, everybody involved. So I would say that it'll be a bright line. It'll be a clean line as far as whether or not he can be involved. But the COVID doesn't make any exception any place. It has nothing to do with that. And so we've got to do the very smart thing. And that's for everybody. Certainly we know it's for the individual that might come in contact with it, but it's also for the benefit of the whole, and I think we all understand that at this time.
Well, Jerry, you get Leighton Vander Esch back. We're excited about that, but as a fan, I'm also nervous about that just because he, at times seems to not be able to stay on the field for the whole game. Can you tell us about your optimism for Leighton Vander Esch and for him to be able to play the last 11 games of this season?
He will not go back out there if he's vulnerable in any way, inordinately vulnerable, as to certainly the injury that he has dealt with. I'll assure you of that. And so you can bet if he hits the field that he has a complete go and a solid go to go out. We would not risk additional injury because of that injury, whether it's to where he was injured or how he's playing because he was injured. So all of that, you can feel real good. If you see him on the field, he should be out there.
Now, I know they are obviously different people, different types of quarterbacks, but what do you think about the talent level of Andy Dalton versus replacing the talent level of Dak Prescott?
Well, I think he's very accurate. I think he's very has a quick delivery of the football, technically. I think you couldn't ask for a better experience, background. He's proven. He's a proven player, under pressure. He brought with him from the get-go he will rise to the occasion. He does his best in a challenge. We saw a little of it the other day. He is completely knowledgeable with what we're trying to do, our scheme. My time, the only thing I can think about comparable to him as far as having available in a backup situation was Bernie Kosar. And it was unique that we got Bernie, and Bernie did step in and was a key to us beating San Francisco and ultimately getting in the playoffs and getting to the Super Bowl when Aikman went down. And so other than that, I really haven't been aggressive in terms of getting us a backup quarterback to these outstanding quarterbacks that we've been fortunate to have, such as Aikman and Romo, and for that matter, most others. Andy was an opportunity for us. We are well aware of Dak's durability, but he was an opportunity for us that we just couldn't pass up, but certainly knew that with his Dak's durability, that it would take a set of circumstances that were one that we really didn't want to have to address. But as it turns out, we have him. He is a starting quarterback, and I don't mean just a starting quarterback. He's legitimate, go-get-him, design, starting quarterback in the NFL, and I'm proud that we have him under these circumstances to be starting for the Dallas Cowboys. We couldn't be in better shape if you take into consideration we've lost Dak than to have Andy Dalton step in.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, and that actually leads perfectly into the next thing I wanted to ask you about, your optimism level for the rest of the season. As I'm sure you can guess, with both the tackles out and now with Dak out, a lot of the Cowboys fan base, unfortunately, is less than optimistic at this point. What is your optimism level going forward?
Well, we should adjust expectations, different than optimism, but we should adjust our expectations. Dak is a very incremental part of the potential success of this football team. On the other hand, if we don't reach where we want to go ultimately, and the ultimate success is to win the championship, it will not be because of Andy Dalton. It will not be because of where our play at quarterback. He is capable of stepping in and playing at that level.
So, Jerry, when it comes to the offense, I've heard from a lot of veteran NFL guys that cover the league now that we should see Zeke run the ball more. I'm wondering, how much do you think the offense is going to change for these last 11 games?
Well, the facts are we wanted to change and have Zeke running the ball more anyway. That's called balance our offense out, which means complement the defense. And we want the offense to stay on the field more than it was on the field throughout most of this season. And so by sheer desire, we'd like to have Zeke more involved in the ball games.
Jerry, I'm kind of curious, when Randy Gregory does get out on the field in a game, how much of an impact do you expect him to actually be able to make?
He's an impact player, always has been. And when he's been on the field for us, he's impactful, to overuse the word. With that in mind, he is obviously smart, has high football IQ. Other than he made the highest SAT test of anybody we've ever drafted. Anybody.
Wow.
He really has good intellect. Charles Haley also had one of the highest intellects we've ever had, and you see how he used that to be a good pass rusher. But Gregory has a unique physical abilities and has unique ways to, we call it Gumby. But he not only is an excellent athlete, but he's got Gumby, which means he can bend and torque and get in good positions to impact and discourage the passer, much less sacking. I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field.
Is there any opportunity that you remember and would share with us what your SAT score was?
I've tried to burn every shred of evidence, the buildings that might contain it. Wouldn't want that. I joke a lot. Just the process of, as an example, the draft and what we do to evaluate a player in that draft and the detail that we get into their backgrounds and certainly their testing, but also the current test that they do. And we go back into the next-door neighbors. Now, what's this got to do with your question? I'd kill somebody if they tried to get that information.
That's fantastic. So on Monday, you've got Kyler Murray coming in here, and Kyler Murray has probably actually played more games in your stadium than many players on your roster. What can y'all do to stop someone who has never lost in your building, Jerry?
Well, he is a mess in terms of a challenge to the defense. Probably in the top 10 of any talented player that's played in that stadium. And he's just so unique in his ability to keep plays alive and then to not only have that athletic ability but then have that speed to go with it. And, of course, he's just – his entire makeup is centered around competition, and he knows how to win because – he had a great upbringing from parent that was a truly great athlete as well. Having said all of that, he's one of the top players in the NFL, and there's no wonder he hadn't lost a game in our stadium. And we just got to do something about that. And we finally did something about Mike McCarthy losing a game in the stadium. He hadn't lost one until he lost it being our head coach. Unfortunately, that's like shooting yourself in the foot. But seriously, I'm really proud that Murray's having the career. Congratulations to him that he's having. He's the type of quarterback he is a little unorthodox as to the prototype of what I thought quarterbacks were going to look like 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And that was just wrong. These guys that have that kind of quickness can skip out of harm's way. You've got to watch it, as we know, in terms of calling on it too much. What I'm talking about is the physical pounding you take when you run. But I think Russell is a good example of how to use that unique skills, whether it be athletic ability or whether it be speed, and to buy time to be a good passer. Murray does that, and that's a challenge.
Well, we appreciate visiting with you every single week. Enjoy the weekend, and let's go get that W on Monday.
Guys, good to be on with you, and it is we're going to have a great night, Monday night. We're going to try and probably have it'll be all open air totally, and that's exciting that we can play in that atmosphere at the stadium. Hope to have a for the Times, great crowd.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.